if you guys have been listening to the podcast for a while, هتبقوا عارفين ان الشتاء هو بجد my favorite season. والابسود بتاع النهاردة is a bit of a funny one. I think we just need like a light-hearted tone kida to get us into fall and not take anything so seriously. Basically, the episode بتاع النهاردة اسمه لسان معوج. اللي سمعني obviously سامع لسان المعوج. A topic that is something that I've faced in terms of backlash and difficulty and success and comments for so many years, and I've never seen anyone actually talk about it بطريقة open وبطريقة light-hearted وفunny. بحس ان it's taken quite seriously a lot of the time. طبعا مش عايزاكوا تفتكروا ان الابيسود ده هيبقى all about the way that you talk او languages that we use او طريقة كلامنا. بس this episode is mainly going to be about judgment and how it is that we look at people who have different sorts of traits than us and how we judge, how we interact, how we accept or not accept other people. The journey بتاعت لسان معوج دي honestly بتاعت years and years ago. I grew up speaking Arabic, and because I grew up in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia around so many different Arabic dialects, we ended up all speaking English. So we ended up acquiring a really strong English accent. El accent el inglesi, for some reason, was never something that I was really proud of or not proud of. It's something that came naturally as a result of being educated outside of my country in an expat society. بس الواحد لما بيجي مصر ولسانه معوج بجد من أصعب الحاجات. Not because you can't communicate, مش عشان إن أنا مثلا مش عارفة أوصل رسالتي للناس أو مش عارفة أتكلم مع الناس. بالعكس كنت very direct. يعني أنا ما عشتش هنا, مش فاهمة أي حاجة من الجوكس بتاعتكو ولا السف ولا all of this shit at the beginning. I genuinely didn't understand. I would walk around in AUC and then be standing in a group of people and someone cracks a joke and I literally have no idea what they are talking about. بس thankfully كنت باجي مصر في الصيف, فكان في إفيهات كتير كنت actually فاهميها, وبتايت أتعرف على girlfriends that are very Egyptian and, you know, girlfriends that introduced me and explained to me and sort of احتووني يعني في الحتة دي. So I really owe a lot to them. مشكلة لسان المعوج مش مشكلة language, هي مش مشكلة لغة. يعني هي نرجع للفكرة بتاعت ان احنا مش بن accept people as they are and we really judge الناس based on whatever makes them different in a negative way. يعني ليه مثلا ما نقولش ايه ده, this person is educated differently, او ممكن نتعلم حاجة منها او منه, ممكن يبقى addition جديد لل environment اللي احنا متعودين عليها, ممكن مليون حاجة. بس احنا مش بنفكر كده, احنا بنقول ايه ده, this person is obnoxious, arrogant, بتحاول تتمنظر, بتحاول تتكلم بطريقة معينة, لسانها معوج, طريقة كلامها مش عجباني. One of the biggest comments and critiques I see on social media, especially of women, is how they speak. Critiques on how they speak, whether it's Arabi baladi or Englishi mkassar or Arabizi, which is what we used to call it in school. Ida, her tone is too thinic, her voice is too maisa, her whatever. يعني أنا مش فاهمة ليه بجد, I never see this on men's posts. Nobody ever talks about how they're speaking a certain way, even though many men are arrogant or obnoxious and others are very smart and intellectual. مشكلة اللسان المعوج ليها ثلاث حلول. The first one is just understanding that not everybody grew up in the same environment as you. فبجد مش كل حد هيبقى بيتكلم بنفس الطريقة, بيهزر نفس الهزار, بيفهم نفس الإفيهات والجوكس والكلام ده كله. And making people feel like outsiders is not really a way to deal with that, you know, issue that apparently irritates you or annoys you, or you find it alien or unfamiliar. So the first thing is sort of accepting the fact that the differences that we have are actually such a blessing. They're such an extraordinary like gift to be able to meet someone who isn't like you and learn something new. That's the first thing. The second thing is understanding that people don't know that they are different. Sometimes you've been speaking a certain way your whole life and then you move to a country and you suddenly realize that you are so different from others. And it's hard to identify. And sometimes it can be kind of a shock. That is like, at the beginning, you're like, what? What does that even mean? مش فاهمة. يعني إيه لساني معوج؟ يعني إيه بتكلم بطريقة غريبة؟ أو الأكسنت بتاعي is so American or whatever. يعني أنا بالنسبة لي, this is the way I've been speaking for freaking 29 years of my life. ف how is that constructive criticism? بالعكس. And if you find someone in front of you and you crack a joke and they don't understand it, you can sort of, you know, help integrate. Eventually, you'll realize that that person obviously doesn't see how different they are. And trust me, it doesn't get easier immediately. It gets easier later when you sort of begin to assimilate a little bit into society. And I had the best time in AUC. I loved being different. I loved feeling that, you know, I had this sort of edge that I was a different type of person from a different society and place. But I don't think a lot of people had that experience. I think many people felt alienated if you were the target of judgment in any way, shape, or form. So I think understanding that the person in front of you will never come into a situation wanting to prove that, oh, look, I'm different, or look at me, I can speak in a certain way. That whole element of ego, like the idea that, you know, we're not accepting of people acting a certain way just because it makes us feel less than, is such a problem. And it's an inherent human trait. بس بصراحة البني آدم اللي لسانه معوج أو الشخص اللي جاي بيتكلم بطريقة معينة اللي تيك توك كلها تخش تقول comments, oh my god ليه بتتكلم كده, or oh my god I love your accent. Polarizing opinions طبعا. At the end of the day, like for example, I also speak French. That's a third language I know very well. I understand it, I can write it, I can read it. But part of the reason I don't speak it regularly, maybe I'll do some podcasts en français, but is because of the fact that I feel like, oh my God, the Frenchies will come at me for the accent. Even though I've never met an Egyptian with a nice French accent, so I don't really know why they would come at me. But anyway, but that's neither here nor there. That's just a little controversy for you guys. What I'm trying to say here is that the person that you are judging for being different might not even have any idea that they are. And once they realize, it's a shock. And so instead of being unkind, we can maybe try to figure out a way to help them sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Adapt. And so the third thing that can be done, you know, after you put aside your judgment and وتحاولوا ان انتوا تدخلوا الشخص ده معاكوا في السوسايتي, تفهموا الجوكس, تفهميها اللي بيحصل في الconversations, all of that. فكرة اللسان المعوج is super, super gendered. Because I feel like in this situation, even though girls get a lot of hate online على الموضوع ده, the men that really suffer. لأن انت لو راجل وحد حس ان لسانك معوج, تكلم انجليزي بطريقة معينة, مش بتتكلم عربي بطريقة معينة, دي بقى هتبقى مصيبة. I don't understand why in our society the definition of being manly is directly associated to بان انت بجد مش بتتكلم انجليزي ومش بتبين ان انت متعلم ومش بتبين ان انت مهتم تبقى تحسن من نفسك او تعمل ما اعرفش XYZ or whatever. لازم تبقى واحد مش فارق لك تكلم عربي بس, مش داخل في popular culture بقى والكلام ده كله, بنصف بالإفيهات المصرية بس. الكلام ده كله بالنسبة لي is just ignorance. It's part of why our society, especially men in our society, find it so hard to showcase that they have excelled. لأن أنا بحس إن إحنا part of improving yourself is learning languages and learning tools إن الواحد يبقى successful أكتر, يطور من نفسه, يكبر, يتعلم, etc. واحد جاي مثلا سافر برا, رجع بيتكلم بطريقة تانية, اتعلم لغة جديدة, etc. ليه بيتصف عليه؟ إحنا برضو we do not reward growth and excellence. We sort of look down on it. في طريقة كده معينة, tone معين بيتاخد مع حد بيحاول يطور من نفسه في المجتمع, اللي هو إيه ده. Are you trying to be better? Are you trying to get more successful? هو أنت بتحاولي تبي أحسن مننا. Honestly, this episode has been very controversial so far. But the reason I really wanted to do this episode, even though I know it's very controversial, متأكدة إن بجد الكومنتس هيبقوا يعني كارثة. بس قصة اللسان المعوج ده وهكلمكم بجد من قلبي, completely just vulnerable and raw, is something that when I moved here at first, قلت لنفسي بصي انتي at the end of the day مش هينفع تغيري طريقة كلامك, وفي ناس بتحاول تعمل كده, بس I'm not that person, I'm not gonna do that. And then I used humor, which is the best way to penetrate society in any situation. Yes, لساني معوج. No, مش فاهمة أي حاجة من اللي انتو بتقولوها in terms of jokes. بقول حاجات معينة تضحك جدا. Yes, I speak English and Arabic مع بعض at the same time together. I'm sorry the subtitles are probably a mess معظم الوقت على البودكاست, بتوري, بس I think most of the time you guys get what I'm trying to say. You cannot apologize for traits that are ingrained in you, but what you can do, which is something that I think I could have done a little earlier, is not tone it down, but read the room. Understand the people in front of you. So, لو أنا نازلة خان الخليلي مثلا, مش هقرر في اليوم ده أن أنا أفتح بقى الإنجليش accent and decide to speak English 24/7 within the خان. You flip to Arabic. You focus. You try. إنك فعلا ما تحاوليش إنك تباني غريبة أو different. In certain contexts where it's temporary and there's no point in trying to attract attention to yourself. But if you're in AUC, the freaking American University of Cairo, and you're speaking English in an American accent and you're Egyptian, that's not the time to tone it down. عادي. Take up space, be loud, use your accent, get ahead, and genuinely do not give a shit if anyone gives you comments about لسانك المعوج, because at the end of the day, your parents didn't spend millions on your education for you to, in the end, تعوجي the other way. Apologize for working fucking hard in school and reading and writing and doing all these things that resulted in a trait where you can insert whatever you want في مكان لسان معوج ده. You can insert anything. Anything at all that you who's listening can think of that someone has judged you for negatively, that you know is a positive trait of yours, that you know is something that makes you stronger as a person, okay? Languages are, at the end of the day, potentially the most important thing we have. As a podcaster, if I've learned one thing from podcasting, it's that languages are the most important thing we have. Our voice is the strongest tool we have. The ability to communicate with other people, being friendly, being successful. هما دول الحاجات اللي الناس هتحط عليها spotlight وتحسسك أو تحسسك إن دي حاجة غريبة. Tone it down. My personal advice is never, never, never tone it down unless you need to, in the context that I said. And the way to deal with that, if you feel like you have been the person to judge, is to put your judgment aside, understand that the person in front of you probably doesn't know or doesn't mean to be obnoxious. مش قصدهم, مش فاهمين, مش عارفين, لسه هيكتشفوا ان هم عندهم trait معين that's gonna rub people the wrong way. And finally, if there's one takeaway that you come out of this episode with, بجد, if there's one thing you need to know for sure, في حاجة مش هنختلف عليها خالص, هي إن لو حد عنده trait معينة مخليه a stronger candidate for certain things أو مدياله edge, الtrait دي didn't happen overnight. لو لسانه معوج, يبقى هو أو هي بجد قعدت قرت كثير قوي, ذاكرت اللغة, كتبت وعملت أو عمل كل الحاجات اللي تخليهم فعلا يتقنوا اللغة, أو مثلا يبقى أثليت فظيع أو entrepreneur جامد or whatever it is. These things don't happen overnight. It's actually a result of hard work. And when you bash hard work, it only fuels people to push further into whatever it is that they were doing. So as someone who's been the constant target for قصة اللسان المعوج دي, I'm here to tell you that, to be honest, it's been one of the biggest blessings of my life, really, experiencing that sort of prejudice and understanding that this is a trait that is my superpower, لأن في الآخر I became a writer. بكتب في مجلات كتير قوي منهم هاربرز بازار كانفاس ريجنالي ذا اندبندنت اللي بكتبه بيترجم لو مش بيترجم تكتب بالعربي. الموضوع ده برضو خلاني أدرس العربي تاني أكتر وأرجع أكتب عربي وأقرأ عربي. And then it made me host events in both English and Arabic. When you meet someone with a different trait, the best thing to do is honestly to be kind first. وبعد كده فكروا إيه اللي خليهم يعرفوا يعملوا الحاجة دي XYZ أحسن مني. This is my personal train of thought. And how can I get there? And finally, good for them, because at the end of the day, trust me, whatever you say, do, or think isn't gonna affect a person that spent years perfecting something. And that's it, you guys. Can't wait for the fall. And if you meet me in public, please come talk to me, and hopefully we can laugh about this.